May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." For many years, that has been my favorite weapon. Did I say weapon? It's been my favorite verse with which to defend my faith in Jesus as not only true man, but also true God. It has seemed to me to be the one verse that's simply untwistable by Jehovah's Witnesses. The one verse they have to ignore rather than misconstrue. Well, despite my love of Thomas's proclamation, for years I missed a crucial point in Jesus' response. I always added something to Jesus' words. In the NIV, we read, "Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" It was easy for me to add a tiny but significant conjunction as I read this over the years. In my head, Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I'd read that and think, "Oh, Thomas, 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 Jesus says I'm blessed. Yeah, because I've not seen and yet have believed, but you had to see to believe." What does this mean? I thought Thomas was not blessed. What? What was I thinking? Thomas not blessed? He was blessed beyond measure. Thomas himself had been moved from death to life in his heart by Jesus. Peter may have impulsively swung a sword in the garden, but when faced with a chance to think before possible torture, Peter denied Jesus three times. In contrast, Thomas had said way back when Jesus said he was going to Judea to raise Lazarus, "Let's go too, so we may die with him." Thomas had been a willing, premeditated, dead man walking since before Lazarus was raised from the dead. He assumed Christ was doomed, but was willing to die with him. And Jesus did die, but he died without Thomas. And Thomas thought that the only thing left for him was to die too. He rejected the testimony of his brothers and embraced his disbelief in his master's resurrection for an entire week until Jesus brought Thomas's heart back to life too. Jesus had died for Thomas to rescue him from a stubborn, unbelieving, dead heart. And Jesus had risen for Thomas to invite him into an all-new, abundant, faith-filled life. He does the same for you. But unless he appeared to you as one unnaturally born, like he did to Paul, you have not seen Jesus. How can you believe in him? How can you die with him to sin and rise with him to receive eternal life? Because he sent his good news through Thomas and his brothers, who saw Jesus risen from the dead. Because Thomas, together with all those who saw and believed, would pass on the blessing to you through their witness. Jesus was not shaming Thomas for his previous unbelief. He was not saying that Thomas was not blessed. Thomas was clearly abundantly blessed as he declared Jesus his Lord and his God. And if you've found yourself doing like I did, using God's word not as the sword of the Spirit against spiritual forces of evil, but as a weapon of wit against our fellow creatures who actually need it to cut like a scalpel, delicately removing a tumor, not a broadsword slicing off an ear. If you've been too excited about how you can use God's word to change others and missing the chance to let it use you, if you've missed what should be so obvious, the blessing, Jesus is not shaming you either. He gently corrects you as he corrected Thomas. Together with Thomas, you get to discover that your shame and guilt were nailed to the cross. The nails, the shame, and the guilt are gone. Only the beauty of the wounds they left behind remain, along with his body and blood, with which he continues to nourish you. Jesus was pointing out a crucial point of belief and blessing. As it was for Abraham, so it was for Thomas. God called them blessed to be a blessing. All peoples would be blessed through Abraham as he and his descendant and Savior. And many people would be blessed through Thomas as he carried resurrection news eastward. Jesus was just pointing out the outcome he intended for Thomas's blessing. Besides bringing life to his friend, Thomas was blessed to be a blessing. Because you've seen me, you have believed. Likewise, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Or even this, because you have seen me, you have believed, so blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. There are going to be more and more of those who will believe because you're going to pass on the blessing. They're going to hear what you have to say, and they're going to believe in Jesus even though they haven't seen him. Follow Thomas. Ask every deep and perplexing question you can ask while you have the abundance of full-time study. Be thoroughly and completely convinced, enraptured, overwhelmed, and blessed by Jesus as your professors and fellow students reveal Christ to you. Just as he did with Thomas, Jesus will certainly continue to make use of the ones he blesses. He will bless you each to be a blessing. He will bless you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Others will be able to see him through your eyes of faith and experience. Exclaim over Jesus, my Lord and my God, along with Thomas, so deeply blessed to see his risen friend and master, his Savior and his God. Let it be as obvious with you as it was with Thomas. You have been undeniably blessed. May that gift of grace overflow to others for the rest of your days. Just meditate a little more on Jesus' conversation with Thomas, and let this just be a further meditation upon Jesus' words to him. Oops.
It's been 7 lonely days while your brothers sing my praise. Their hungry souls are fed, but you're acting like I'm dead. You were willing to die too, but Thomas, I have died for you. I have risen and I reign, now you too must live again. Believe, stop your unbelief, oh, touch my wounds and see. Said you'd die for me, I say live with me, you're free. Believe. Still your time will come to die, but right now it's time to rise. Time to look and touch and know, I'm with you wherever you go. There are those who have not seen, they will hear you and believe. So bless them till your last breath, live before and after death. Believe, stop your unbelief, or touch my wounds and see. Believe, you said you'd die for me, I say live with me, you're free. I took your death, your defeat. Here's my body, take and eat. Believe.